The world is a cleaner and better place now that the notorious concentration camp at Belsen is nothing but a heap of dust and ashes. A BBC reporter, Gordon Walker, had an opportunity to talk to some of the Nazis' victims before they left on their journeys home. Let us remember as we listen to these recordings that had it not been for the bravery and determination of the armed forces of the United Nations, the Nazis would sooner or later have set up such camps throughout the world. The world they meant to dominate.
Listening to part of the first Jewish service held in Belsen concentration camp after its liberation by British soldiers. Rather less than half the surviving population in the camp was Jewish. The service was held by the Jewish chaplain to the British Second Army. It was held in the open air, amidst corpses and filth. There were perhaps 200 or 300 worshippers gathered together, all of them in tears. These people knew they were being recorded. They wanted the world to hear their voice. They made a tremendous effort that quite exhausted them. Listen to this woman playing the violin in the SS canteen, which the liberated prisoners had taken over. Her name is Lilian Matte. When I played the disc back to her afterwards, she burst into tears. "I used to be able to play," she said. "I used to play before big audiences. I have lost my art." Different sort of woman, one of the SS women guards we captured in the camp. I talked to this woman for 2 hours. She admitted some of the things she had done, how she had selected women at Auschwitz to be gassed and burned, how she had beaten women. She showed no remorse or regret, though she was very overwrought by the position she was in, under strong guard to protect her against the fury of the prisoners. And she had been made to help bury the dead. I got her to describe Belsen camp as she had seen it with her own eyes. She speaks in a low and tense voice. But listen carefully. It is the voice of a murderess. She is describing in flat tones the mass deaths in Belsen from starvation, typhus, and neglect. Some children have survived. I met children in Belsen, children whose mothers and fathers had been taken away and killed, and who had been looked after by self-appointed foster mothers with unbelievable self-sacrifice and tenderness in the midst of starvation. I asked some of these children to sing for me. They sang songs they remembered from before their captivity. Standing there, amidst pine and young birch trees, as far away as we could get from the corpses, about 50 or 100 yards. Here are some Russian girls, their ages 9 to 14. And here to end with, some Dutch boys and girls of the same age. a song in honor of their British liberators.
The English, long may they live in glory.
The English, long shall it live.
By the time you're hearing this, these children have been moved and are beginning a new life in which they will know some happiness. The camp they have left, when it has been finally cleared, will be burned and blotted from the face of the earth.
Those recordings from Belsen were made by BBC reporter Gordon Walker. Belsen, foul symbol of the Nazi New Order, is now no more.